Outstanding season for the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. I know not the most fun interview to do with myself and Coach Upton when it is the last one of the season, but we say goodbye to three great seniors, Coach, and 21 wins on the season, the first time the program's been to a district final in 10 years. I know the feeling after Friday night was, well, we lost to a better squad, we didn't play the way we wanted to, and you feel bad for the seniors, but there's a lot of good stuff coming up for this team. Hopefully they learn some good lessons from the tournament this year.
Oh, I think you're right. I mean, it's one of those games you don't want the last game of the year, even as much of a kind of a clunker as that was to define the whole season, because we had a really nice season, a really good season. Nice doesn't really describe it very well. I mean, the girls played hard, and we kind of ran into a buzzsaw. I mean, there's a reason we didn't play very well, because Chillicothe played very well, but we contributed to that as well. From our own end, and but the girls had a great year. The seniors went out on a good note. I mean, the last game wasn't a good note, but the whole season was a good note. They were part of two of the four 20-game win seasons that we've had in school history, so they've been a part of something that's been really good, and they're going to be really missed. Those girls are superb young ladies, all three of them. Even though Allie didn't get to play much, I think she got hurt about 11th game of the year. They're just quality young ladies that have a bright future no matter what they choose to do.
Does it look like Allie's going to be good to go for track, Coach? How soon is it until she gets rid of that brace?
She's gotten rid of the. I think she's pretty much gotten rid of the brace. Last I heard, she was still several weeks away from running and doing that type of stuff. But I think the last I heard was she might have to miss a track meet or two, mm-hmm. but she should be at some point in time be available to participate.
You feel bad in a situation like that, especially when it's a senior, because there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You say, you're going to be kind of a coach on the bench and those things, but boy, you'd like to see her get a chance to play.
Oh, definitely. And Allie's such a good girl. They're all three of them. They're all three really good friends, and they all have very similar demeanors, their personalities. They're not real flamboyant. They're not very loud, but they lead by example. They practice hard. They try to get they communicate really good with their teammates. All three of them have been instrumental in helping some of the younger players as they come through justice to the game and the practices and what we're trying to get accomplished. So it is really sad when a senior gets hurt. And unfortunately we had to go through it last year with McKinley and then this year with Allie. But you learn that you're that particular sport you're in when you get hurt is not the end of the world. If things don't go well, there's still a lot of things to look forward to. And McKinley's had a nice season with NCMC, and I know she's getting ready to play some softball. So Allie will be looking forward to track season and what she's got going on after her high school career.
How much, I know I've mentioned this, I don't know how good of a comparison it is. I think it's a natural comparison because Chillicothe's junior heavy, and you guys were freshman heavy, so there's 2 years difference there. And I know Chillicothe 2 years ago was in Class 4, so they kind of had a different deal when this group was freshmen. But how much do you look at that Chillicothe group with your freshmen and say, look at where they are as juniors? Look at the way that we can improve within the next 2 years. Was there that kind of conversation going on last week?
Well, I don't know if the conversation was going on. I think we all, as coaches and as fans and as parents, as players, you kind of look at it and you definitely see some comparisons. And I think that we have really unlimited potential with this group. If they continue to work hard, if they continue to stay bought into the program and trying to work hard on what the things we're trying to get accomplished, there's just a tremendous talent level in this freshman class. And, when you start combining that with the skill of some of the classes that are ahead of them, there's a lot of good basketball to be played over the next several years, that's for sure.
I think one of the big things that's going to happen next year, too, I had a lot of time to kind of think on in our van on the way back, and, where can this team get better in this and that. You're going to have so many sophomores next year, Coach, and a couple of them played a little bit of varsity time. But when you look at Lynch and you look at Sadie Jackson, if you can get somebody down in that post who's big and physical, and both those girls are, if they can bang a little bit, that's going to take a lot of the attention off of Whitley. I think that could make Whitley, who's already an outstanding player, a better player as a senior.
Well, you're right. And, all year people, you're a good player when the other team's trying to figure out a game plan to stop them. And we ran them that constantly this year with teams trying to stop Whitley getting the ball inside. And so we made some adjustments throughout the year, and we'll have to make some more adjustments next year. But the way to relieve pressure off a really good player is for other players to step up, whether it be guards or forwards, and make them make them play defense honestly. That's one thing when you play Chillicothe. You can't really slack off somebody to go help too much, because about anybody out there can hurt you. And that's the way we need to be. We need to get to the point where there's enough confidence and balance and scoring and court awareness, or whatever it is we need to do. Everybody needs to be a threat when they're out there. And that will relieve the pressure eventually off of especially Whitley in the middle, where, I don't know how many games this year we saw, they may have been playing one-on-one, but as soon as the ball got there, there was two, sometimes three girls trying to get in her way. So, and Whitley's such a good player, she overcame it all year. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really did. I mean, I don't know how many double-doubles she had, but she had a bunch of games where she had 20-some points and 10 or 15 rebounds. And she is just such a high-energy quality player. It's really nice to have her back for at least for senior year, and to be able to build around that.
And it's kind of the type of thing, too, there where you look at it and you say, where's Whitley's best position? It's either the three or the two. You could call her a small forward with her quickness. You could call her power forward because she can go inside and do that. It's probably not as a center, so if you can get a center and move her to that forward position, it makes her better.
Well, most of the offense we run is motion-type stuff, so you never know where you're going to be on the court. With her, basketball is a lot about matchups, and if that matchup's a tough one, you try to exploit another matchup, and good teams will figure out where the right mismatch is and try to exploit it and make them try to take care of that, and then it ends up freeing up other positions. So, she's just such a talent. It's fun to watch her play. I mean, she's a happy-go-lucky, good-hearted, get after type player, and just looking forward to seeing when we get done with her next year.
She's an all-district player, as is Ainsley Tolson. I was looking at that list this morning, Coach. It came out, NL4 Chillicothe Hornets were on there. But, I just kind of go through my mind and who maybe didn't make it and was close. I think if there's one other player that maybe just was one step away from getting all-district, it's probably Salem Croy. I thought Salem really picked up her game over the last 3 weeks of the regular season.
She really did, and, She's a real steady player. I've said this more than once to all three of them. Any given night between Ainsley and Salem and Whitley, we could have the best player on the court that night, because they're all capable of doing special things, not just offensively, but getting their teammates involved, defense. Salem had a lot of games where she had a lot of rebounds, and she got a knack for getting in passing lanes and tipping balls and deflections. All of those players are really high quality players, and just like I say, that's a good core group to bring back. And then you start adding in the mix. You got with Sydney Lynch and Taylor Richmond and Micah Hurley, and I mean, there's just I'm probably forgetting somebody, so I apologize for that ahead of time. But there's a lot of good players here that are going to have an opportunity to contribute next year. And just looking again, there's a lot to look forward to with this group.
It is. It's going to be a deep group next year, and Grand River Conference next year. And I kind of had this thought going through my mind too, Coach. And I know South Harrison loses their height. They got some good pieces coming back next year. I think they went 24-4. They were really good this year. So I don't know if they'll be that good. But if we would have played South Harrison in like a February battle here for the Grand River Conference Championship this year, that would have been outstanding. It would have been a great game, and those are the types of games that you're going to get starting next year by going into a conference.
Oh, I agree. I mean, and it's going to be a little different. I mean, our girls aren't going to be used to playing conference games, and conference games just carry more weight. They carry a little more pressure. And that just goes back to my coaching down at Southwest. I mean, when you played a conference game, it was important. It felt like a tournament semifinal game almost all the time, because you wanted to make sure, the most important title you can win other than a district title is your year-long conference title, not your conference tournament title, but that year-long conference title, because that means over a long period of time you've excelled and you've beat some really good teams. And that's going to be our focus. I mean, we need to go out and we need to win our conference. You know, I haven't sat down and, you know, some of the teams we didn't even play this year. I don't know who's got players coming back, who's losing good players. I just know that our focus is going to be we need to win our conference, and then we'll go from there. And I think that with this group coming back, there's going to be a learning curve with that because, you know, they just haven't had to play those. All of our games are non-conference games during the regular season, so there's not that pressure or that sense of urgency sometimes when you're playing a non-conference game. Where when you're playing a conference game, it matters. Every one of them matters, and so hopefully we can get to that level and perform well.
Yeah. In talking about this Chillicothe team that beat you Friday night, Coach, I've gone from looking at Whitney Clampett and Caitlin Parkey, and granted, they might be the best combination of forwards in the MEC. They're really good, but you might be able to slow them down a little bit if you kind of, you know, collapse down on them, try to hold them to one shot, rebound those things. If you collapse down too far, you know, girls like Hannah Jones and Carson Keithley, they're just going to kill you from the outside, and it's hard to stop everybody on the floor, and Chillicothe puts that pressure on you.
Well, they really do. They're so balanced. And with those four girls, literally with those four girls, any of them could be their leading scorer in a given game. They're that talented. They can all four of them shoot the three. All four of them can kind of get to the hole. The Clampa girls is a special player. I mean, she just really, really athletic. And it's not just on the offensive end. It's defensively. She was matched up with Whitley most of the game and just made it really difficult to even get good looks for Whitley inside. So they're just a difficult matchup. I mean, anytime you're trying to game plan for defense, what do we want to try to take away? And if you try to take something away, you generally end up giving something else up. And with them, you got to kind of pick your poison, and you got to I hope they're not hot from the outside, or I hope they're having trouble getting the ball moved around, or I hope they're, you know, having trouble scoring in the paint or whatever. And when you get to that point where you're hoping a lot, it generally becomes a tough task.
I think it was last Wednesday when we talked last. It's usually the day of the interview, so that would have been the day of the Richmond game, I believe, if I remember from last week. And, you know, so often the pain of losing and having your season end, it's more of a feeling than the good feeling you get from a big win. But the win you got against Richmond last week, Coach, I couldn't let you go without talking about that one a little bit. That was a big win for your program.
It really was. And, you know, Richmond had a great season. Coach Litchfield does a nice job down there. They start four seniors. The junior that starts is probably an all-state caliber type player, and the Van Trump girl. They had a lot of weapons as well. And I thought that we, especially defensively, we were constantly frustrating them, and they were frustrating us. I mean, it was a close game there until the middle of the third quarter. I mean, we're down 4 or 5 points, and we kind of found another gear there late in the game, and they couldn't match the intensity that we had in the last quarter and a half, and we kind of went on someone told me it was like a 29-6 run to close out the game, to make a game that was really closer than it appeared to be. Almost looked like a blowout, and I just, you know, that kind of one of those games all year. I'm like, you know, we're just waiting for a game where we kind of hit and things are going well, and we have a nice long stretch against a really good team, and we had it in that game, and it was really nice. I mean, we got contributions all across the board, not only in scoring but on the defensive end, rebounding. I mean, it was about as a complete game as we played all year that I can remember, and it was fun to be a part of, and the girls ought to be really proud of that, because that was a good win over a good team, and it's always nice to be the one seated a little bit lower, because the pressure's a little bit more on the upper seated team, but I thought we just came out and played a real strong game.
With the team coming back, with so many players coming back next year, Coach, what's kind of the one thing that you'd like to see the team take the next step with their on-the-court play? What would that thing be as you look at next December?
Well, that's a good question. You know, to me, it always starts on the defensive and rebounding end. We need to get a little more continuity on when we're playing defense to where it looks on a more regular basis like we played against Richmond, where it just didn't look like players were ever comfortable and were never taking the shots they quite wanted. And if we can do that with the offensive talent that we're going to have, I think it's going to make for a real nice season. So I guess that concentration know, that continued development of defense along with rebounding. And I, you know, I'm one of these coaches that are pretty simple. I think if we can keep the other team under 40 points, we'll figure out a way to score more than 40 points. And that's a good combination. And I think we're going to have not only the extra year of experience for this younger group in that system, but we're going to have plenty of athleticism and quickness to go along with it, where I think we can just be one of those teams on everybody's schedule that goes, oh, we got to go play Trenton, you know. And that's kind of where you want to be. You want to be on their mind going in, and it's going to be a tough battle, and that's kind of where we need to be.
Chillicothe playing St. Pius tonight down at Excelsior Springs. You going down to that one, Coach?
If everything works out well, that's the plan.
Yeah. And yeah,
I'd like to go down and see that game. I was down there last year, and it was Chili was down most of the game by 6, 8, 9 points. I know they had foul trouble with a couple of key players, and they found a way down the stretch. I remember Hannah Jones hitting a couple of big threes, and Whitney Camp Clampett had a real nice game too, and they came back and I beat what I thought was a really, really quality St. Pius team. So I think it's going to be an excellent game.
There are rumors, and I know Chillicothe is the biggest school in Class 3, and they're supposed to be up in enrollment, I heard, like 20 to 25 kids next year. If that pushes them up to Class 4, it's not going to hurt your feelings any.
Not whatsoever.
I appreciate the honesty.
I've kind of heard those rumblings too, and you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, if you want to be the best, obviously you got to beat the best, and that's at least in our area and our district, they've been the team to beat, at least for us. So, however it works out, we got to be able to. We just got to get better to the point where we can be on the court with them and give ourselves a chance to win. But it wouldn't break my heart at all.
I wouldn't lose any sleep
over it. Wouldn't cry any tears over it. That's for sure.
I've heard Wes Croy mention that it sounds like we're going to play Chillicothe regular season, what, like a Friday night in December next year?
Yeah, I think that sounds right. I have not, to be honest with you, I have not even taken a look at next year's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whenever it pans out, I know it's going to be a third place, and they're going to be a group of seniors that are playing with a lot of experience, and it's going to be an uphill battle. Just based on that, I don't care how good we become, it's going to be an uphill battle because it's going to be a third place, and they're going to have a really experienced senior-laden team that's going to be a challenge.
Hey, Coach, outstanding season. I know when you win 21 games and you got a roster that's half freshman, that is really, really good. Looking forward to great things as we move into the GRC here over the summer. Thanks a lot for your time here on Wednesdays, and we'll look forward to catching up with you later this spring.
Well, I appreciate all your time and effort, too. It's been a great season, and hopefully you enjoyed sharing it with us.